Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Amen. Amen. It is great to be back. It's always good to go away. Great to be back. And I just want to thank you all for connecting with us online when we were not able to meet in person. And I also want to thank the Jacksons for ministering an awesome word and handling everything the day after Christmas for us, allowing us the privilege and the just the much needed break down to Florida to see my family. First time in 11 years that I've spent Christmas with my family. And so we just really appreciate the ability of leaders that can step up and not just step up and fill in, but just do an amazing, excellent job. And I listened to the message, and it was just so on point, and it was so in line with what I believe God is speaking to us as a church to have and keep this new year fresh. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray before we approach the word and thank him for our time. So, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that it has the power to change us. Lord, I submit myself to you, God, that you would use me today. Speak through me as I speak. Teach me as I teach, Father. Lord, that you, the great teacher, the Holy Ghost, would come and minister to each person today, whether they're here in person or online or even watching after the fact, Father, that you would minister your great grace of wisdom and revelation and change by the powerful word of God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise God. Well, we're keeping it fresh in 2022. And that has been the theme, and I feel so, so strongly about this setting, literally setting the thermostat for 2022 for our church and for you personally. If you'll grab a hold of some of these truths, they're very simple. I've been repeating them, and that is forgetting the past, renewing our mind, encouraging ourselves and those around us, speaking God's word, and holding on to hope. And last week, I started just kind of putting another layer on each one of those particular subjects. Forgetting the past. And I talked about forgiveness. And we had some technical difficulty. If you were watching and you felt like you missed part of what was happening, I really felt this morning as I was finishing up some things on today's message, I felt like the Lord said, you need to go back and you need to just kind of tie a bow on last week's forgiveness message and also reference another resource that we do have out on the table. It's Forgive You But by Karen Jensen Salisbury. This is out there on the table. This is a great resource if you've been hurt. I also mentioned last week R.T. Kendall's book, Total Forgiveness. R.T. Kendall's book, because that's what the basis of a lot of my message that came from last week was R.T. Kendall's book, Total Forgiveness. And then I mentioned Corrie Ten Boom's inspirational story and how she was able to forgive the Nazi guard who was responsible for her sister's death. And just such a powerful story regarding the power of forgiveness. The power of forgiveness. C.S. Lewis said this about forgiveness. To be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable, because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you. Everyone says forgiveness is a lovely idea until they have someone to forgive. Again, C.S. Lewis. Charles Spurgeon, who's considered the prince of preachers, said this, I thought I could have leapt from the earth to heaven at one spring when I saw my sins drowned in the Redeemer's blood. Praise God. F.W. Robertson said this, the only revenge which is essential for the Christian is that of retaliating by forgiveness. Billy Graham said this, in one bold stroke, forgiveness obliterates the past and permits us to enter the land of new beginnings. That speaks of freshness, if you ask me. Amen. Andy Stanley said this, forgiveness is simply a decision to cancel a debt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And some simple ways on how to forgive. This was last week's finish that I believe got muddied with our technical difficulties. And it is, count yourself as dead. Count yourself as dead. Now, this is an acronym if you're taking notes. Number one, decide to move toward forgiveness. Decide to move toward forgiveness. You know, that is a decision. It's a decision to decide what to do next. In my story that you can actually go back and listen to last week's sermon, in Corrie Ten Boom, she made a conscious decision to stretch her hand out toward the man who was responsible for her sister's death. And she said she couldn't forgive him, but she felt like she must. And she stretched her hand out. And when she did, it released the power to forgive. And so decide to move toward forgiveness. Number two, expect. Expect there to be a change in you, not necessarily in the offending person. Expect there would be a change in you, not necessarily the offending person. And this one we learned from Brother Hagin, Brother Kenneth Hagin, a mentor at a distance for many of us. Act as if they have repented when you see them next time. Now, I want you to imagine that one just for a second. You need to act as if the offending person, if they have repented. And then decide again to forgive one more time. Decide again. Matthew 18 and verse 21. Matthew 18 and 21. Hallelujah. We got that up on the screen. Oops. Matthew 18 and 21. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. That was not 490. Jesus' emphasis was unlimited. So you decide again to forgive one more time. One more time. Now, last week I went through all the list of things that total forgiveness is not, and I won't go back and rehash those, but I encourage you, R.T. Kendall's book, Total Forgiveness, and also Karen Jensen Salisbury's book, Forgive You, I Forgive You, But, and then Corrie Ten Boom's book, her inspirational story of how Christ got her through so much of the things that she suffered during the Nazi Holocaust by helping the people of God and actually hiding them and risking her life. Amen? All right, praise God. Now today, I want to talk to you about renewing in 22. Renewing. Reverend Ennis did a fantastic job on pointing us back to the Word of God, renewing our minds with the Word of God and going back to the Word. And so I came across an interesting article that doctors from the National Institute of Mental Health did a study asking subjects to perform a simple motor task like finger tapping, right? And then they wanted to do an MRI while somebody was finger tapping to identify what part of the brain was being activated. The subjects, when practiced the finger tapping, exercised daily for 4 weeks. At the end of a 4-week period, the brain scan was repeated, And in each instance, it revealed that the area of the brain involved in the task had expanded. That simple task of finger tapping literally recruited new nerve cells and rewired the neural connections. You see, when we read scripture daily, we are recruiting new nerve cells and rewiring our neural connections. In a sense, we're downloading a new operating system that configures the mind. When we read scripture, we engage in spiritual tapping. Our brains are rewired in alignment with the Word of God, and we develop the mind of Christ. Turn with me to Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. Why is this important to keep it fresh in 2022? Why are we keeping it fresh? Remember, something that's fresh is vital. It's vibrant. It's full of life. You know, we want fresh vegetables when we eat. We want fresh meat when we eat. Why? Because what it does to our bodies is it breeds life for us. Now, in 2022, you might be faced, maybe you don't know what you're going to face in 2022. You know, there might be some challenges that you face. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. When we find ourselves wrapped in the Word of God, it's going to change our thinking. It's going to change our strategy on how we accomplish and overcome challenges and obstacles. They're going to come. But Hebrews 4:12 says this, for the Word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So if we put God's Word as a priority for us, whether you read along with the youth, as Reverend Ennis suggested, or whether you're reading a one-year Bible or on the YouVersion app, there is an entire app that I mentioned, I believe either last week or the week before, that actually will help you catch up if you're wanting to read the Bible in 1 year's time. It will literally tell you that you need to, you know, do a little extra reading today because you missed yesterday. It will actually get you back on track so that at the end of the year, you can actually say, I read the Bible through. Now, more importantly than just checking that off your list, does the Word read you? You understand what I'm saying? I remember in school, sometimes they would tell us we had to read a book. And I tended to read fast, but not always retain what I read. And so sometimes I would go to the quiz and I'd get a bad grade on the quiz. And the teacher would look at me and say, did you actually read the book? And I'm like, I read it. My eyes, I turned every single page. My eyes went on every word. But it was not receiving it. So although we encourage Bible reading, I want to just challenge you, make sure that the Word is reading you. Okay, don't just blow through and say, okay, check, that's off my list. Let the Word read you. Let the Word get down on the inside. It's quick and powerful. It will be sharp. Sometimes it will cut you free, and sometimes it might cut you a little bit and say, I got to change some things. There might be something in here that I have to make an adjustment on. So renewing in 2022 has to do with renewing our mind. Now turn with me to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And as God was dealing with me about really setting the stage for the next couple of months, that we would really go in to strengthen you as believers, that we would come in and deal with some subjects and talk about some things that are a little deeper than just staying on the surface. That's why I jumped into that, the whole idea of forgiveness. That whole idea of forgiveness is so vital for all of us. Because forgiveness, you're going to have an opportunity to forgive probably every single day. Really? You have an opportunity to walk in love. You have an opportunity to forgive. And it's important that we stay fresh in these things. Now, Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2. Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. God's not asking you to do something that's unreasonable. He's not telling you to do something that you can't do. He gives you an opportunity to do something you can do. He says, present yourself. And I love what the Apostle Paul said there. The word he uses is beseech. We don't use that word in our common language today. We don't say, I beseech you. Christine, I beseech you. We don't say that. No, we might say Noah, right? But we don't say, I beseech you. Averill, I beseech you. We don't say that. But what he was doing was he was using an emphasis. He was using a Noah. In other words, he was saying, I urge you, I'm begging you, to put it in stronger terms. To present yourselves. We have a new year. We have, 11 plus months left in this new year. You have an opportunity to present yourselves and grow with God like never before. In the next couple of months, as we just really hone in on strengthening you as the believer, whether you're watching from online because you can't make it here, or you're part of our church family from a distance. We do have some that are, they are so faithful. They're on there every single Sunday, every single Wednesday. And they give, they partner with this ministry. They're part of us. Amen. And so I encourage you. We want to strengthen you with the subjects that we bring to you, with the messages that we bring to you. Why? Because in this day that we live, in this hour that we live, we want to be ready for anything 2022 throws at us. We want to be fresh, ready. Ready, not tired and worn out, not burned out, not broken down, but ready, full of faith to tackle anything that comes fresh, fresh. You know, they talk about fresh workers when the workers start to get tired out in hospitals. Well, we need some fresh bodies to come in here and help us out, right? They need some people that are rested up, some people that are strengthened, some people that are healthy, that are strong, that are ready to go. And I want to challenge you and me that we need to be ready to go, not just for ourselves, mind you, but there's a world and there's a community that we've been actively trying to reach. We've done it in September. We did it in October. We did it in December. What are we doing? We are trying to actively reach into this community. Let them know we're here. Let them know we love them. Let them know that God loves them. And if we will strengthen ourselves to be ready for whoever and whatever walks through the door, whatever problem, whatever challenge that comes through that door, Jesus loves them. God calls them. So we're strengthening. Well, how are we going to do that? Well, we've got to present ourselves. Second, verse 2, and do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There's not much you can add to this. You can expand it. You can look it up. But don't be conformed to the world. Quit thinking like the world. The church is so guilty of this. We let the world tell us what to think. No. No. No, no, no. And you can't let culture dictate what you believe, what you think. What we want to do is go back to the Word. We're renewing. We're staying fresh, right? We got to go back to what God thinks about something. What God says about things. We got to stay with the Word. Say, stay with the Word.
Stay with the Word.
Amen. Stay with the Word. Glory to God. When we stay with the Word, it will change us. Remember, if you get in the Word on a regular basis, you're going to change your thinking pattern right here. Here's the challenge for all of us. Most of us are still so wired, hardwired to the world through our phone, through social media, through what we're watching on TV, through the songs we listen to, through the TV shows that we watch. We actually put more time allowing those things to be downloaded to us rather than God's Word being uploaded to us, downloaded to us, and changing our operating system. See, we need to change our operating system. And we need to put God's Word in like never before. Because it will open up your mind. It will open up things. Just even the mere thought of forgiveness. How does the world view forgiveness? A lot of times the world, they don't really talk about forgiveness. Not true forgiveness. They'll talk about a form of forgiveness or a form of love, and sometimes it just doesn't go the extra mile. You know, tomorrow we will be observing, in most cases, many jobs and around this nation, they'll be observing MLK Day, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I like what he said about, you know, this was a genuine Christian man of God. Listen to what he said. He said, I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear. Sounds like he had a biblical understanding of forgiveness. You see, current culture speaks occasionally of love and forgiveness. However, it's separate from Christ and sometimes even opposed to Christ altogether. You see, renewing our minds and abiding in Christ truly is our way forward as believers. As believers. You see, returning hate for hate, as Martin Luther King said, multiplies hate, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Wish I could be that eloquent, right? Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when Jesus said, turn with me to Matthew 5. Matthew 5. We're renewing our mind. And every time you come to church, every time you listen to a sermon or tune in on a Wednesday night and we're teaching along the lines of the Word of God, or you're reading the Word of God, you are downloading God's Word into your life. And it changes the way you think, the way you speak, the way you act. In Matthew chapter 5, listen, this is what Jesus said. Man, I'll tell you. He said, you have heard it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you, resist an evil person, whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you, take away your tunic, let him have your cloak. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give him who asks, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away. He said, you have heard it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, and do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet your brethren only, what do you do? If you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. He's talking about wholeness. He's talking about being fresh. He's talking about walking in a fresh new life. This is a different way to live. I'm talking about the power of renewing our minds, downloading how we think about things, not letting culture dictate to us on how we keep things fresh. But let the Word of God dwell in you richly. Richly. That means fully. Fully. Richly. Everywhere you turn, what does the Word of God say about this? Everywhere you turn, what does God think about this? Not what the news thinks about it. Not what the podcast thinks about it. Not what that expert, that political person, this newscaster, it doesn't matter. What does God say about that? I long for all of us to truly go to God first about things that are happening all around us. Because we will be that light shining in the darkness. We won't be consumed by how culture tells us to think. But we will stick out. If you don't want to stick out, then don't do the Word. When you do the Word, you're going to stick out. It's just going to happen that way. You know, I'm believing God that there will be a day, you know, and there will be a day. And I'm believing God that we're going to be gone out of here. But there will be a day where people will have to choose. They will have to choose. And it will be life or death on how they choose this Word. Renewing in 2022. How do we renew? Getting in the Word. Staying in the Word. Staying in the Word. Let it change your thinking. Let it change how you operate, what you say, what you do, how you think. It's so vital in the day that we live in. We've got to keep it fresh. When I have gone back and read many of the letters and sermons of Dr. Martin Luther King, I believe that is how that man kept his Christianity. He did it. He did it because he held on to Christ. He did it because he kept his focus on Christ. Go back and listen to Reverend Ennis's message. It will bless you. That is what we're talking about. How do you stay focused on Christ? On His Word. How do you stay focused on? On His Word. How do you stay focused? On His Word. What does God say about it? Brethren, don't be conformed, shaped, molded, pressured by the world, but instead be transformed. Oh, glory to God. When you understand the transforming power of God's Word, let me tell you, then you'll understand how somebody could forgive when their sister was killed by somebody. I mean, literally forgive, be in the same room as that person. I know how much I love my family. I know how much I love my kids. And listen, we all have opportunity to get offended in one way or another. But if somebody hurt my kid, come on, parents in here. You know what I'm saying? If you want to see Mama Bear come out, or Papa Bear, you know, just mess with somebody's kid. Well, can you imagine if we would let God change some of those things so that we would be those instruments of forgiveness? Be those instruments instead of constantly, you know, picking at things. You know, Jesus forgave us. Lord Herbert said this, "He who cannot forgive others breaks the bridge over which he must pass himself. For every man has need to be forgiven. Don't be transformed by the culture, but be transformed. The word transformed in the Greek language is the word metamorpho. It is where we get the word metamorphosis. It's where we use that word in the scientific realm. There is a metamorphosis that takes place when a caterpillar eventually becomes a butterfly. How is that? It is something supernatural. It's something supernatural. The Word of God is supernatural. It will bring healing to your body. If you don't believe me, look at what Psalm tells us when it says he sent his word and healed them. Healed them. The Word of God is so powerful. If we would reverence it, if we would ingest it, if we would be diligent to let it come into us. Don't be like Pastor Doug when he had to read those books and just blow across. Oh, I read it. No. It's not just that your eyes skimmed across the page and saw words. You know, you have the ability. God created an amazing mind that we have. You have the ability to literally open up something and read it and not even know what you read. You could pronounce the words, but you could not even remember what the subject matter was about. It's a powerful mind that we have. We could sit there and just rattle off, you know, something and just start, you know, I'm just right here. I'm doing what we do when we're brand new Christians. Then his disciples said to him, "Where could we get enough bread on the wilderness to fill such a great multitude?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" And they said, "Seven and little fish." And so he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. Ask me what in the world I read. I really probably don't know. We do that sometimes not thinking. This year is a year of intentionality. This year is a year of renewing, staying fresh. When you stay fresh, there is a decision that you make to forget the past, to forgive those around you. That means forgive those and forgive yourself for the failures that maybe you made in 2021. Renew your mind. Renew your mind. Let it go. Let go of the past. Let yourself go. Quit holding yourself in a prison. Let those situations go and let the freshness of God come into your life. Because where there is the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is such freedom. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. But it's you're believing that freedom and living it out. That's where renewing in 22 comes into play. We're renewing. There are some things that God dropped in my heart for me personally and for our church that will come out in the next several days and weeks. There are some things, you know, that I'm believing God for. There's some things I feel like God has given me promise of. And I'm excited. Yeah, I am excited about what's happening. I'm excited about a freshness. I'm excited because I feel fresher. I feel fresher. Like I'm staying more fresh. I feel like I'm hearing clearer. And when you can hear clearer, you can be listening for what God says is next. What's next? What's next? When we as a church mobilize and go again for another outreach, I'm excited. When we as a church see the strength that comes back to the body, that see, you know, yes, we're not ignoring what's going on around us, but I'm not deterred. I am not deterred. God's word works. We're staying fresh in 2022. You joining me? You joining me in renewing your mind? You joining me in letting God's word transform supernaturally how you think, how you act, how you speak, how you forgive, how you forget? Sometimes you do need to forget things. You need to put it all behind you. Just like the Apostle Paul said when he said, I forget. It's a choice. I forget those things behind. And what do? There is an action involved. I am pressing. It's not, I'm forgetting what's behind and just sitting there like a bump on a log. I never understood what a bump on a log was. But we sit there sometimes inactive, not pressing forward, not leaning forward on the edge of your chair. What's God going to say next? What's He going to say next? If we would have the attitude and the posture that every time we came into this sanctuary as a people, together or online, God, what are you going to do next? Let me tell you something. Faith will rise. Things will happen. You will see signs, wonders, miracles in this place, and God will be glorified. Renew in 22. Amen? Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your help, Lord, today in getting this word out. Helping us, God, to forgive, to forget, God, to renew our minds with the word. Thank you for giving us a tool. Not only did you give us the name of Jesus, but you gave us the word. God, you've given us two amazing tools whereby we can navigate this life, overcome obstacles, and see a freshness come to our lives, to our families, that it would spread to those around us, to our neighbors, to our coworkers, to our friends, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for the word working in our hearts today, in Jesus' name. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ, or if you are watching online, you don't know him, I want to tell you how you can know him. It's real simple. The Bible tells us in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that you believe in your heart and you confess him with your mouth. You believe in your heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, that he was raised from the dead. Receive that forgiveness by faith, and God will give you a new life. Amen. We're going to just pray a simple prayer that just takes you through that step of believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth. Just say this out loud with me. If you're watching online or you're at home, just say this out loud with me and mean it in your heart. Say, Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe in my heart that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he died for my sins, that he was raised from the dead, and I receive him into my life, and I call him my Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, or this was a way of recommitting your life to Jesus, please message us privately on Facebook. I'd like to send you some things, help you in your walk with God. Amen. Praise God. Let's stand together as we have our sending out verse that we say over us, over your life, over your family. We're keeping it fresh in 2022. But let me tell you, the word works. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Psalm 121:7-8. God bless you.